Dennis Gerald, always known as Jerry, and his rear gunner, Charlie Best, flew in bombers together during the war. By chance, they ended up living just a few doors apart. Jerry's wife was killed by a buzz bomb near Oxford Circus in 1945, leaving Jerry to raise their son, Simon, all by himself. It was in No. 3 Paxton Street, in the heart of Penge, that Jerry was murdered, and in No. 7 that Charlie died, both shot with a Luger pistol taken from the body of a dead German officer.
He's a good dog, never run away before. I can give you a description if you like.
Constable. Constable.
Can I help you, son?
You might want to arrest me. My dad's dead. Someone shot him.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't me.
Ooh. Right. It's probably best if you get yourself a lawyer. Do you have one?
I don't think so.
Then I'll fix you up. We've got some good ones in Penge. Barnsley Gough. Have you heard of him?
I doubt many people had heard of Barnsley Gough. I know I hadn't. But it wasn't long before we met, thanks to the machinations of two very different young ladies. Miss Daisy Sampson was a clerk in the firm of Micklethwaite and Nutwell. Blonde, cheerful, uninhibited, she was a girl with a ready smile, slightly protruding